Hi, it's Allison Stanfield of ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. So, you promised a newsletter, you started a blog, now you have to write something. You need content. Your art will always be the main reason for your newsletter or blog, but it doesn't have to take up all the space. One thing you can do to make fast friends and increase your online traffic is to shine the spotlight on someone else, which also gives you fresh content. Here are three ways to do that for a blog or a newsletter. 1. You can host a guest writer. Guest writers give you the gift of effortless content because, at least in theory, all you have to do is copy and paste their articles into your newsletter or blog, add a few links, add an image, and it's done. The content might reflect the author's expertise in a certain area, or it could be an alternative viewpoint to something you've written. A guest writer would want to link to the article from their blog, tweet about it, and send traffic your way. If the article is sent in an email newsletter, the guest writer could forward it to his or her list. Voila! You've instantly expanded your audience. Another way to shine the spotlight on someone else is to interview them. Ask artists you admire if they'd like to be featured. You could also interview gallery dealers, curators, arts writers, or anyone associated with your niche market. Devise 4 or 5 brief questions and send them via email. If you need to edit the responses heavily, run the edits by your subjects to get their approval before you publish. As always, ask how they would like to be credited in your article. Finally, you could write a glowing review. Is there someone else's work that you just love? Write about what attracts you to the work, how it's similar or how it's different from your own. Quote from their artist statement or other text that they've written that you can find. Use an image and, of course, give them complete credit along with the copyright notice, just as I do with images on my blog and in the Art Marketing Action newsletter. Know this. Featuring someone else in your newsletter or on your blog gives you fresh content and builds online relationships. Think about this. Wouldn't you be happy with additional visitors to your blog or website? Do this. Shine the spotlight on someone else. Writing about it yourself all the time gets tiresome. Connect with people and make some new friends in the process. Set up an interview, ask someone to redo slightly, or expand one of their blog posts for your newsletter, or just write nice things about an artist you admire. Any of these actions will add variety to your content and build stronger relationships. They'll also increase your traffic, since your subjects are likely to send their communities your way. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.